Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here, and we're in studio today, and we are going to be talking about fiber internet and all the things around that. And I'm super stoked to be having a legacy person in the industry that's grown up in the industry, and he's going to tell us our story all about fiber and his company, Fiber Fast Homes. And Fiber Fast Home is that full-service fiber partner for new home and build-to-rent communities, and that's why we were so excited to have him on the podcast. And my perspective for this is that the digital transformation in construction is here. There's been so many podcasts in the last year that is like, now is the time. It's the greatest time to be in construction if you're paying attention and if you're having taken the bandwidth and understanding how the bandwidth works. So we get to have Scott Sampson, who's an expert in the field of fiber, and he's going to guide us on how to take the benefits of fast fiber internet. So I'm super excited to welcome in studio. It's almost getting weird to like say when I say in studio or not in studio of this crazy world, but these global and timeless fireside chats. Scott, our CEO of Fiber Fast Homes, thank you for stepping up and being here in the studio today, my man.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, let's get the speed round going. Scott, what's your favorite beverage?
I know I'm going to be really boring on this one, but I'm going to say water.
All right. Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
Favorite place I traveled was actually when my daughter was looking at colleges. We flew into Boston and drove from Boston to Miami over a two-week period, looking at colleges and then having a vacation while we did it. Got to see a lot of our history of the U.S. and had a great time and didn't kill my family.
Where did she end up?
She actually wound up at Colorado School of Mines.
Oh, wow.
So she ended up staying home, but awesome. We did tour a lot of schools like Harvard and Princeton and all the really nice Northeastern schools.
Well, good on you for getting out there and making sure, you know, if you want to venture away or stay home, but it sounds like it was a win-win for everybody. Awesome. Well, what do you like to do? What's your hobby or interest outside the construction silos? We're going to talk about bringing it down with internet and how to be faster at this stuff that we passionately call the art of construction.
My favorite hobby and interest, I love snow skiing. I do it every year, get up there quite a bit. Knees are getting a little worse every day I go, but I will still do it as much as I can. That and playing poker.
Awesome. Well, what led you to being the CEO of Fiber Fast Homes?
I've been in the industry almost 27 years. I love what I do. Actually, I started with Fiber Fast Homes. Was actually a sort of fluke. Started as a consultant for Boston Omaha. Boston Omaha is a holding company that buys companies for long-term holds. So they want the recurring revenue. They asked me to come in and do a consulting job for them to help them buy their first ISP, which was based out of Arizona, called Airbeam. A few months later, they called me back, gave me a whole list. As a consultant, I was like, oh, this is the greatest day. And they said, we want you to come work for us. And love the chairmans. We have co-chairmans, Adam and Alex. They are two great, great people. And they are who convinced me to take the role. And within a year, I went from co-CEO of one company, Airbeam, and then to starting up Fiber Fast Homes within them.
Awesome. So the lot of stuff around all the different internet stuff, and that's where I want you to challenge me and teach us to say, when I say the word internet or fiber, it's kind of like we've had a lot of podcasts around the whole VR, AR, XR of like augmented reality and artificial intelligence and all these different can kind of turn into buzzwords, right? Because it all boils down to how do you make this stuff work, right? So what kind of knowledge do contractors usually have about setting up quote unquote internet, and what should they know from your perspective? And I want to make sure the tribe understands, before we turned on the podcast, you were telling me about how like you've been in this computer thing for a while as a, like my dad was in supply channel and I grew up always watching, passionate about building products. And then you grew up as your dad was with?
He was with IBM.
Okay.
He was a VP for IBM on the West Coast. I mean, I grew up back in the day where, you know, you owned a computer, you were a nerd. So I played baseball, sort of hid the computer, but I always loved what I did. And as I grew up, I looked at computers as more and more where I wanted to go. And I've, like I said, I've been doing this forever. And it used to be the jocks were in charge. Now the nerds are in charge and we have taken over the world.
The nerds have taken over the world. Awesome. So what kind of knowledge do contractors usually have about setting up internet and what should they know?
A lot of the contractors we've spoken with thought they had to go with the local carrier. They had to go with the local cable company. That was their two choices. That's the only two they could go with. I think they're now starting to realize there's companies like FiberFast Homes and there's other ISPs out there that are offering different services, maybe not better in the aspect of we all go to the internet, we all go to Google, we all go to Amazon, we all go to Netflix, but in an aspect of how we take care of the customers and how we take care of them. That's where we've differentiated ourselves from the other players is we're customer first and the customer is not the homeowner. The customer is the builder. Yes, in the end, we got to take care of the homeowner. But that's just by offering a quality product that they don't have to think about it. It works. But it's how you work with the builders up front and making sure they're getting the right products in. And, you know, we're looking at the difference. You said something early about fiber. You know, what's the difference between fiber and internet and all these different words? Well, you've got fiber, you have coax, you have copper, you have satellite, you have all these different products. It's what's going to be the best long-term product for your customer. You're not putting copper into their neighborhood anymore. You're not putting phone lines in with DSL. It's got to go to fiber.
What's a phone line?
It's now called VoIP, but yeah, but that's where it's changing.
Sure.
I mean, and they've got to look at how they're doing, not just how they get the internet to the house, how they also wire the internal side of the house with Do you use Cat 5? Do you use Cat 6? I will tell you, use Cat 6 because it's a long-term product. It will last probably for the life of that homeowner. I mean, you're looking at it will go 10 gig. It will probably last multi-generations. But we got to look at what's coming on the internet and you've got to prepare the house because this is where people live and now work. I mean, more and more people are working out of their home. You were talking about podcasts and, you know, now doing it live, but it used to do this over the home phone or your DSL or your cable, and your upload speed is required just as much as your down.
Yeah. And that's fascinating. I'm restoring our old home and it has the little shelf in the hallway where the phone sat and, you know, and taking that stuff. But I think it's still cool to like, we're keeping it there and keeping all the like stuff, but like how you're moving that. And then it's that fear of like, is my home smart enough? Cause you say, got to be Cat 6. I'm like, well, we've already ran Cat 5E, which was Cat 5 to Cat 5E and now Cat 6. Like, how do we keep up? And how have you grown FiberFast Homes? Because the fear of this stuff is like it's changing so fast. I kind of see a lot of people saying, I'm just not going to mess with this at all because it's changing faster and construction is so slow.
Well, with FiberFast Homes, I mean, we're really looking at how to support the customer. Once again, the builder, and educating them on how to deal with the customer and how to be a value add.
Yeah.
How have we grown? Well, we're starting with 1 gig. It's 1 gig symmetrical service. That means a gig down and a gig up. So okay. That means you can stream your cameras, your Zoom calls, everything you need to do. We're giving a gig. We're expanding our own business. Now we're looking at how to get to 2 gig. The goal is to be at 2 gig by the end of the year with the option to go to 5 gig after that, with the looking down the road at the metaverse and when it comes to 10 gig. We want to get there, but we also get, you know, pigeonholed with the Wi-Fi. So we also supply the Wi-Fi. Right now we just went to the new N and we can now supply up to 1 gig Wi-Fi within the house, because if the Wi-Fi sucks, we get blamed. So we now make sure that we're keeping up with the trends and where it's going, because that's where it's changing. I mean, you can have the greatest speed into your house, but if you don't have great speed within your house, what's the difference? But that's where you also got to look at customers. They've got to upgrade their computers and do this thing. You don't have to run out and jump and do it tomorrow. And that's the thing. I think a lot of people think, oh, I got to go buy the latest and greatest. Stuff that you have from 3, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, even 10 years ago. I had a 10-year-old laptop I booted up the other day, still got online, still surfed Google, didn't have a problem. I mean, it still works.
I guess I'm going to show my ignorance when you say 1 gig to 2 gig to 5 gigs. Can you kind of just give in layman's terms, like, because 1 gig kind of does what we do today is kind of what I heard from you. Like, if you want to have a few smart devices and as we go to more devices, is that why you would need more up and down? And what's the, like, is it like for every two devices you need a gig, or how, any context you can give me on that?
Yeah. The truth is you don't probably use even close to a gig today in your life. As one person, you don't even come close. Even probably a standard house of four people with two kids. And I have two teenage daughters. We weren't using a gig. The problem that I ran into was we had DSL in my house. And this is a great story for knowing how the internet's changing into my world. So I had DSL, 80 meg over 4 meg. And now when I tested it, I got about 60 over about 3.5. When the kids came home for COVID, my daughter would come downstairs and I'd be on a Zoom call doing work because I worked out of my house. My daughter would come down and say, "Dad, are you online?" And I said, "Yes." And she goes, "You have to get off the internet or stop doing video." And I said, "Why?" And she goes, "Because we can't be counted in class without being seen on the camera." So between my wife, myself, and my two daughters, I had to shut down my video so they could stream, so they could get credit to be in class. That's where speed has changed. When you're talking, you go back to, I mean, I remember 28K baud modems back in the day. And then, you know, you went to 56K. And then, you know, I remember getting like 3 meg into my house and thinking it was the greatest product. It's getting faster. Your TVs run at about 24 meg, streaming at, you know, at 8K or 4K. You stream right around at about 54 meg, you know, that's one TV. So if you had four TVs running, you're using up to about, if you're all on 4K and you found a 4K, you know, broadcast, you're running about 200 meg. That's download. So it depends on how much you're on. But as a home user, you really don't use, I mean, now with streaming, you use it a lot more. Zoom calls, you use it a lot more. You know, listening to the radio, these are all being streamed, but you're not using the gig. Just because you have the gig doesn't make it faster. It just means that now you can put more and more people on it that can all use it at the same time. And that gets into like IoT and smart devices. I have in my house right now, I have 5 cameras, you know, outside, doorbell, all these things. Yes, they're on, but they don't send me a signal until I actually ask for it. So yes, they could be recording internally in the house, or they could be recording to the cloud, but you will use more and more as it comes.
Great description, because it's however much you need, how much you're going to put in there, but however much it's sending information is how much of that speed that it's going to need and how much you got to set up in your household to get the right amount of internet. You kind of talked about this at the beginning, but I want to really highlight, you know, the kind of, what's the difference between you and those major internet providers? Because I guess I raise my hand and just say, I look and say, here's the local, you know, Comcast, Xfinity versus CenturyLink. And I think that's my only options. Are you competing with them? How does that work?
Yeah, we do compete with them. We only build with Greenfield. So we only build new home construction. Our agreements are with the builders. So we do compete. They AT&T's and the other carriers do come in and compete with us. The internet, like I said in the beginning, internet's internet. We all go to the same place. Now, I could sit there and talk about latency and, you know, what we do to make ours a little faster than theirs. And, you know, we won't slow you down if the whole neighborhood comes in. We're having that goal to always, if we're selling you a gig, we want you to have a gig. But where we differentiate ourselves and how do we deal against the big carriers? Customer service. My biggest goal the day I walked in was I want to put service back into internet service. We've missed that. We've gotten used to just calling up and they want to sell you a phone line, or they want to sell you the triple play package.
The package, yeah.
You know, what we do is we want to take care of you. We want to walk you through, hey, there's 300 streaming packages out there. We partnered with another company called MyBundle.tv just to show the customer, here's your options. Go pick and choose what you watch, and it will kick out exactly what you want to play. And we have a concierge team that does that. And we have customer service. That's to call if you have a problem. But our concierge service is before you move into your new home. We walk them through. I mean, we're on the phone with them at least 3 times. And then we're at their house the day they close, showing them where the stuff is. And we're handing them a packet with phone numbers and what to do in case of a problem. If you need to download the software again, what to do. We're putting service back in it. We're hand-holding you, where I think a lot of the bigger carriers forgot about that. they forgot who the customer was. They want to sell the triple play, but we're not watching that much TV anymore. And if we are, it's streamed.
Yeah, I absolutely love that because it drives me crazy. And then you have to play the game, like switch every 2 years, because once you're out of contract, then it's like this goofy thing versus I want what I want and I want it to work. Right. And that is all about service and people will pay for that. Now, I think it's kind of interesting where now it's how like these streaming services, it's like they just line up and you have so many of those different ones and that can really add up to where I think people are spending a lot more than they used to and they don't really realize how much they're spending and what they're getting.
And that was the one thing when we first started talking to customers, it's like, okay, we're a broadband only company. We only sell internet. And it was that conversation was, what do we do? You know, and they were like, well, you don't supply cable. They're going to want cable TV. Well, they could have gone out and got a satellite dish or they probably had a streaming package or the cable company is going to come over, build us. They could have still bought that. But the cable TV industry is dying. I mean, and everybody sees it. I mean, the numbers I saw was when I started doing this 2 years ago, 83 million people were still on cable TV. Number I saw, this is about 3-4 months ago, I saw in an article, it said 63 million. So that's dropping. And was re-explaining to the homeowners, you know, hey, let us walk you through this. Let us help you find what you need. Because I always treat everybody like I treat my mother. You know, I've got to walk her through and simplify it down to the easiest point for her. And that's, I don't care if it's TV to phones or internet. We just want to help. That's what we do today.
I love that. So you mentioned your customer is the builder. What's the process like for working with builders and developers?
Well, we start way out in front. I mean, we're 6 months before, you know, they maybe just breaking dirt with us. They're just now starting to level out the dirt and they haven't even put roads in. We're working with their design teams. We're helping, you know, we show them where we're going to put in our conduit, where we put in our head end. We work with them from the day they start. And then when they get that open trench, we've got always one of three solutions with them. It's like, we can come in and put it in ourselves. We can ship you the conduit and your electrical contractor can do it and we'll pay the electrical contractor. Or we will come in after the fact, or we will come in and just pay your contractor and let them do all the work. We really just try to work with them. And that's where we've changed it for the builders because they're so used to the cable companies and then the carriers just to come in and just do it when they want. We're working with them and they've never had that. You know, they've already got 100 other things on their plate. They should not have to worry about internet getting into the home tomorrow.
Well, and by working way up front, it's like it drives me crazy when you go down and you see cables and weird stuff after the fact all over the place. And it just kind of ruins the community as well. If Right. You're not really like putting the infrastructure, we always talk about beginning with the end in mind. And it takes that developer to the builder of thinking about that end client. And we need to get back to doing more of that. I think we're, you know, as the corrections and things adjust, you got to remember who you're doing it for to make sure you can make through that. And, you know, there's a lot of the buzzword of the smart home, right? So it's been going around for a long, long time about how that works. But with smart home technology becoming more of a prevalent thing, does that mean that we're going to need better internet speeds? And do you think the home building industry is set up and prepared for that?
Do we need better internet speeds? Download, we will. Right now, we don't need it as much as we think because download speeds, I mean, most of these devices that you get, your cameras, your doorbells, you know, all these things, minimal in download. You know, it's just a small little hit. Upload has become bigger. That's back to the Zoom conversation about my kids. We need more. I have 4K cameras around my house. I mean, I can see a fly land on my truck. I know what's going on. So the upload speed is becoming more and more prevalent every day we go. As we get more and more IoT devices, your smart fridge, your smart stoves, I mean, smart TVs are already there. You know, as we get more and more, you will need it. Does the construction industry getting it? They are, because they're now realizing the first time home buyers are between their 20s and 40s. That's, you know, mainly in their 20s and 30s. These, and you know, young adults, kids to me, they're ready. they want smart home devices. They want 8 to 10 smart home devices in their house. So they're learning, and the construction, some of the more forward-thinking construction companies are putting this stuff in. And which, where to me it gets really interesting, is now they're realizing the internet's important. Because what I heard mainly over this last couple of days, we're at an event in Nashville, is over the last couple of days, I talked to a lot of builders. They all had the same problem. Well, we put all these smart home technology, and it says when the homeowner moves in, this product will be great as soon as the internet gets here. And they wait, and it could be anywhere from, you know, if you're the first home buyer, it could be anywhere from a month to 6 months before that stuff really works, because you can only do so much off your MiFi or your phones, you know.
And talk about just taking the wind out of your sails. First, for the proud builder who did this investment for the customer, and then the customer's like, tomorrow.
Yeah.
And when they want it now. So that builds big frustrations for everybody.
You wouldn't go buy a used house that didn't have internet in it, and you're buying a new house that doesn't. I mean, that's what's happening. And that's where the home builders are learning about their buyers, their new generation buyers. I've said this before, the Gen Y and Gen Z are 100 times smarter than me. I might know my industry, I might know it really well, but they know what they want. You know, they know tech, they know gaming, they know how to be online. The first thing they look for is internet. They come in and go, what's the speed into this house? Or what's the speed into this apartment complex? They want fiber. They know what it is. They know where it's going to go. And they know that if they game or they TV, it's got to be there. And so the home builders are catching on, some a little slower than others. Some have been around for a long time. This is the way we've always done it. Took a while to adapt cable. Now they put cable into every home. Now they're pulling cable out of every home. Now they're putting in Cat 6 or Cat 5 and Cat 6 as drops. They're getting there. And they will just get smarter because they have to.
And I guess with ignorance, Cat 5, Cat 5e, and Cat 6, is it just another wire, or what's the difference?
I can't get into the technology of how it works. I just know Cat 6 is faster. It can go up to 10 gig. You know, where you were limited on the Cat 5s and the speed that it can push through, the Cat 6 can actually go faster. And it's just like fiber. Fiber right now, everybody's like, well, how fast can it go? I've been in data centers that go up to 100 gig. I mean, it's about the electronics that go in them. This is why fiber to me is the next 100-year product. And all you have to do with fiber is add another beam of light. And it goes faster and faster. And it dissipates the speed. And you can go faster and faster with it. It's actually really interesting to me. I believe that with the internet today, we're in its awkward teenage years. It's trying to figure its path in life. You know, does it go to the metaverse? I'm still waiting for my flying car, but you know, now I look at it and go, do I get my holodeck in my house? Where are we going with it? And it's still trying to, now it's found entertainment. You know, it's always been an entertainment side. I mean, you could go read, listen to podcasts, you could do all of these things, but what's next? And you know, I know that you get the big companies that are touting the metaverse. That is going to require high levels of bandwidth. And if you don't have fiber, I don't think you can keep up with where it's going. I mean, satellite's got its place. I mean, especially for real rural areas, you know, copper's still in the ground. There's still a lot of it. But I think we have to go to the next 100-year product, which will be fiber.
Gotcha. Well, I love how you've mentioned customer service throughout our whole conversation. How do you handle customer services for your company?
We have two different breakdowns. One is, like I said, the concierge service. The concierge it's not how you take care of them after you give them service. It's how you take care of them before you give them service. It's not just go in and sell them a product and try to sell them everything you have. We only have one product. It's gig internet. We don't sell anything else. We can get you another Wi-Fi router if you need it, but that's your choice. We're not pushing to say, you need another one. Because if we thought you needed another one, we would have put it in the package initially. And then we have a standard customer service, you know, where if you have a problem, you can call in. But we always push that our customer service is there to help you. We're not going to tell you which printer to buy, but we can say, you know, hey, here's the script on how you add it. You know, our guys are really smart. They know what they're doing. They can help you. It's like, once again, talk to everybody like you're talking to your mother. Treat them nice. and just be helpful. Because if you're helpful for them, you know, we're not in every division, every subdivision in the country. We're only in a handful right now. I think we've got 13 going today, and we'll be at hopefully 54 by the end of 2023. But as we grow, I mean, we might even help our builders out because, hey, they took care of me. I want to move into another neighborhood. Maybe it's not by that same builder, but I know the ISP that's in there. You know, that's where we always look, is how you got to take care of the customers. And that's also, like I said, with the beginning, we also take care of the builders. We work with them, and nobody's ever done that. Everybody just wants their handout to say, hey, pay me for everything I'm doing for you. We actually do the work and we pay for it all ourselves. We pay to put it in.
Gotcha. Well, more broadly, how do you think the construction industry should move forward with their relationship with the IT industry as a whole?
That's a good question. Actually, it's just ask. Start asking questions. Get involved. Find out who they are. Find out who, you know, who is your local carrier. I mean, call us. I mean, you know, if we're not in your area, I would be really amazed, because we'll pretty much do, we're nationwide. We'll go anywhere. But, you know, find out who your builders are using. You know, that's really, find your competition. What are they doing? Because we're coming in just like gangbusters, because we're changing their world. So they've really just got to be more involved and look at the industry. Look at what you do at your own home is probably the best thing. Sure. And if you like it or not, that would probably be the better thing.
Well, I really appreciate all the information that you're providing, because it's like, construction is so messy, and there's so many different things you feel like you have to do, and how do you get them all done? And I love like your platform where you're like, we're here to help, and saying, we're here to help, but pay attention. Like, people expect fiber internet, which translates to gig up, gig down, which means they can, you and I can have our work Zoom meetings. The kids can be on doing their homework. The wife can be doing, listening to music, and the other one, all the cameras and all the stuff works as we build this up. And if this metaverse and all this other stuff really kicks in, we're ready for it. And we have a path and a plan for that. Is that kind of what we're looking at?
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, what is your crystal ball for the future when it comes to technology and construction?
I love that question, because I get that question asked a lot. Everybody wants to know, because I've been doing this so long. And I always say, just wait till tomorrow. It will all change. What do I see is just more. You know, I do think we do need to disconnect every once in a while. Get out, go see the sun, go walk in the woods. But I do believe we will make this world smaller with technology. You know, I've looked at a lot of the metaverse things, which are very, very interesting to me, in the aspect of, you know, you look at the phone, how it made neighbors closer. And then you look at cell phones. I mean, my kids will never understand long distance and making a long distance phone call.
That's a good point.
I don't think my grandkids will know about not having a conversation with grandma that's face to face, you know, with Zoom and all these things. I just think we're making the world, it's going to make it smaller. And if the metaverse goes where it wants, I mean, you might be able to shake their hand, you know, and they could be in Europe and we could be in the US, and you could have a family reunion where nobody's there, but everybody's there. I do believe we're going to get there. Is it going to happen in my lifetime? Hope so. Because I mean, I've been in this forever, and I just wait for tomorrow to see what somebody comes up with.
I absolutely love that. And as we niche in, what is that one thing you want to leave our contractors and affiliates to think about to go out there and crush it and grow their business?
Think about who their new buyers are. Look at the new users, you know, and what do they want? You know, everybody's talked about the, you know, the millennials in that aspect, and they say they look for smaller. That's great. Build smaller houses, but they still want tech. They still want their stuff. They my daughter, she's 20 years old, very smart kid. She has, you know, I asked her if she wanted a TV. She was like, I don't need a TV. I can watch everything on my laptop. She didn't care. You got to look at who your new buyers are, because they're changing, and they're changing because they're smarter. They know how to, they don't need all the lavish things that my generation did, but they know how to take care of themselves. They know how to shop online better. I mean, my daughters come home and go, what do you need, a pair of shoes? And they go online, boom, there, they'll be here tomorrow. And I'm like, I'm an idiot. Okay, thank you. So,
well, I in closing, I kind of want to just talk about how I call it the Amazon effect, right? And there's no this like clouds where it just goes up and all works. It's all these massive data centers that you talked about at the beginning of this. And the part that's just fascinating to me about how you talked about everything has to get faster, 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 because that's how you can actually hug family all around the world and you actually feel like you're there, which is like, what's cooler, a flying car or that, when it really gets down to what when we're talking about this stuff. But the most important thing I think you said is that you have to be able to move really fast and pay attention to where it's going, but disconnect as well.
Right.
And I think that's what's really important of like being able to speed up and slow down and being able to have the right download and upload speed for us humans and technology and putting all that stuff together. And it all boils down to customer service, which is really who is your customer and know your audience to have as much fun as possible. So thank you so much for coming in and educating us on the internet. Any closing thoughts you want to put the Art of Construction tribe to think about?
Just reach out to us at fiberfasthomes.com.
Awesome. We'll put all that information in the show notes. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing your story.
Thank you.